spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang.
Oh, your tongue's out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's back in.
And now I'm recording.
If only you could talk with your tongue out all the time.
Wouldn't that be nice? Well, I'm trying to set up this fucking, but I'm using like, whatever. I mean, it's already off the rails.
I have, yeah, you're being held up by a pepper mill. I know.
Oh, hold on. Let me turn off my air purifier too. Everything's so fucking loud. Goodbye.
I love you.
I love you. Oh, and now it's quiet, quiet, hot death.
Yeah, this episode's to let you guys know we're going on hiatus till summer's over. Or we can afford to work in a space that can have AC while recording.
Right. Well, I mean, central AC would be nice. Because central AC you can kind of get away with. But this operation that going on here.
Oh, in a tiny apartment.
Right. We shut
where
off.
You cannot sleep.
Right.
Oh, now Wendy's turning off all the lights.
I'm just turning everything off. I'm shutting off everything. I don't think
Wendy's apartment's so shitty, the electricity makes too much noise while we
record. Sure. Actually, do you know what it was? It's Sebastian's little water fountain. The little automatic water fountain thing.
Could you imagine if somebody was like, you guys need to fix your audio. I am so distracted by the sound of rushing water in the background.
So just hypersensitive. Yeah. It's not even that. Well, it is hot in here. What am I going to do? It's sweaty from the time like I get up and I try to go outside and do some activity between 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning just to like acclimate myself to the heat.
Was it miserable this week? You guys had that heat wave too. Wasn't it like basically everywhere but Southern California pretty much?
Yep.
The whole country was in a terrible heat wave.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to do this trick where I was like, I know how to fake this. So I would be like in the morning, like twice a day when I would work out, or I would work out and then I would go for a walk. So two different times a day, I would do at least like an hour and a half of solid physical activity. And I would do it in like a sweatshirt and a long sleeve shirt to be like, I'm going to beat the system. I'm going to sweat all day. Purposely in the heat in multiple layers of clothes. So that way, when I go to my show at night, I'm not going to be sweating like the rest of these assholes waiting for the train.
Oh, yeah. We got a friend and listener who tried out that theory, which I'd love if you could get back to us about how your pre-sweat worked out for the rest of your day. That'd be great. Because I'm going to guess, like Wendy, it really doesn't do anything.
I thought it would do. You know what it does? I'll tell you what I figured.
Makes you tired?
Makes you tired.
And dehydrated.
And yes. Makes you tired and thirsty. But you know what it does? Now, I don't know if this is better or worse. So, callers call in. Because what it does is, it speeds up your body's response. That's why, like, Bikram yoga and all that shit is really good for you. Because it's like, your body, when it overheats, sweats immediately. So I know from, like, when I was a trainer, I'm like, oh, that's actually healthy. If you start to get, you work out and you immediately start sweating, that's healthy because your body has a good like recovery response. So doing that in the day, in the morning, doesn't eliminate it at night. So what would happen is at night, I'd be like, I feel good. I wouldn't even have the AC. I would like have my apartment, not AC. So I was like, I'm not even sweating in my apartment. I'm going to go walk to the train, be bone dry by the time I get to the club. It's the opposite. As soon as I started moving outside, as soon as I started a little bit of exercise, my body's like, oh, and now is when we detox. I was sweating three times as much as anyone else around me.
Also, I'll say this. Having been on many subway platforms many times in New York City during the summer, there's no amount of prep or way you could not sweat.
Right.
You're underground. So however hot it is outside, it's like 10 degrees hotter and 1,000% more humidity.
Yes.
So going for a run at 7 in the morning so that you don't sweat in that environment a full 12 hours later.
I really thought.
I mean, hey, we're no scientists.
Right.
scientists. I know we have a lot of science listeners.
I'm sure.
Science people.
Yeah. I know we have one listener that came to us from Matt Kirshen's science podcast. Science, probably.
Seeing as that's one listener, yeah. I'm going to guess that's the one listener of that podcast that is not a scientist. That's the only guy that listens to that podcast that has no fucking idea what they're doing.
Right.
About.
He's just like.
So he's like, that's why when we were on, he was like, oh, yeah, these people, I should listen to their podcast. Yeah, they're more my speed. Real dumb.
Yeah. Now they sound like they know what they're talking about. Because they use regular words, not these big fancy words. I know what you scientists do. All you fake smart people use big words that nobody can understand. Like,
they're not even real words.
No. Hypothesis? Okay.
Dictionary? Come on.
Please.
We all know that's a dick joke. They could have called it anything else.
Can I tell?
But no, the smart people that wrote the word Bible wanted to make it a word that dumb people have to say, and then all the smart people can be like,
oh, yeah.
We made them say dick.
Now, can I tell you, there was a song in elementary school. It was about the library. It was like in chorus.
Oh, I'm sorry. The library?
It was about the library.
Thank you. I wasn't sure what you were. You had a weird accent there for a second.
Yeah. So it was our favorite song about the library. And
where we got all our picture books.
Yeah, we got all of our picture books. And that's where we would go to work and make all of our Valentines. And one of the, so it would be like, it was like the chorus. I forget the chorus was like picking out a book, check it in, check it out. And so the part of it was like, we're going down to the
library. Just immediately?
That was in the chorus. It was like, we're all going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. We're going to say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book. So that was a song in elementary school that our choir teacher for sure made up. Now, obviously.
That sounds like, though, that is exactly what I would do. That was my missed calling, being an elementary school choir teacher, well, just so I can write songs. Ugh.
And choir, but it was more like chorus, because choir, I think choir implies that.
True. We had chorus, not choir.
Yeah, choir.
Choir is what churches do and people with good voices. Right. Chorus is what really annoying children do, half of which just mouth words. And don't make any audible sounds.
And just like elbow their friends.
Yeah. That's where I had to fake snap. That was the first time I got embarrassed because I couldn't snap.
What song was it?
Was in chorus.
Do you remember?
I don't remember.
That shit was.
I think it was for like a Christmas show. So it was probably some like stupid Christmas. I don't know. But we had to snap. And I still, to this day, I can't snap.
Really?
But that was the first time because, like, we were doing it, and I just like faked it. Like, we had to do like this.
It's just swinging your arms.
And snap. And so I just like, this is the sound I make when I snap. Everybody get that? That's just the sound of my fucking fat fingers moving. That's not a snap.
I think, but that's all a snap is fingers moving.
Yeah, but see, mine, that okay, Wendy's, mine. Go.
Okay, here's my snap. It's weird because it makes.
I don't know if you can tell the difference.
It makes a sound.
And I've had so many people try to teach me. I feel like we've talked about this before. It's one of my greatest shames, my inability to snap.
I have never, ever. I never knew about it.
Because they're like, you have to like hit, like the sound happens when you like hit here or whatever.
I guess, yeah.
I don't know.
Now I'm thinking like.
Oh, that kind of.
You did it.
But I do, but wait, no, I can't do it consistently. And I also apparently have to do this weird arm motion. I have to throw my whole body into it.
It looks like you are throwing the first pitch at a Mariners game.
Why the Mariners specifically?
I don't know. It's just first.
Because it's that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you, Mariners. Yeah.
It was terrible. That's right. We said it.
Just like the Mariners.
Yeah.
Go Cards.
Yeah. Aren't they arch enemies or no? They're just not the Cardinals, so they can fuck off.
I don't think the Cardinals have like arch enemies. Mm. They're like nice people. They're nice guys. They're good guys.
Yeah, they're the good guys. I don't know if you know.
They did. Everybody was really happy when that guy came back that plays for the Angels. He got like a 10-minute standing ovation.
Oh yeah, you're telling me so.
Like every time he went to bat. And when we first came on the field, like everybody, it was very, like, I don't think that would happen in like a lot of cities, but he's like important or whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody really likes this guy.
Well, other cities straight up will have riots. I remember when I was a kid, we'd go watch Raider. It was like the Raiders versus Steelers games. And this is in the Coliseum. This is in the 90s. And we'd go watch a Raiders game at the Coliseum. And we would go. And then no matter if they were winning or losing, no matter how it went, we left. We always left like at the end of the third quarter because without fail, like almost 100% of the time. And this,
you'd leave at halftime for safety purposes?
Yeah. We would leave early because they'd be like, all right. So I never saw the end of the game because it would be like, and we would just listen to the rest of the Raiders games like in the car on the way home because our parents would be like, well, whether if they win, there's a riot. If they lose, there's a riot. And I was like, and this was in the 90s. And it was like factual.
Yeah.
It was.
And it's like, oh, how fun. See, nothing. When the Blue Jays won the Stanley Cup, it was like, I mean, everybody just was drunk for a week.
Yeah, that's
but
nice.
But nothing really happened. That was, I thought, like, something crazy, but nothing really happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, like, definitely, like, probably some people were raped.
But
that's, like, any sporting event when they lose.
Well, but that's also, if you're a lady hanging around a bunch of sporty dudes, you know what I mean? Like, if you're around a locker room.
Oh, asking for it.
A million percent.
Yeah, a million percent.
A million percent asking for it. So
that's wearing that big Kevin Smith-sized hockey jersey.
Yeah.
Begging for it. Begging for it.
Everyone knows you're wearing a giant oversized jersey so you can keep your pussy nice and aired out, and it's for easy access. You want to keep air
aired out.
You want to keep airflow moving through there, so it doesn't.
Oh, in this scenario, does this poor woman who gets raped, who we are dubbing a whore, have nothing on underneath her hockey jersey?
Well, I assume a pair of cut off.
Oh no, and you are right to do so.
I assume a pair of cut off shorts.
Oh, like real pussy huggers, though.
Yeah. Well, sorry, is anyone else, am I the only one getting turned on here of the two of us? I'm like, oh yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, pussy hugger cutter offers.
She's in pussy huggers, and all she wants to do is read the dictionary. It's such a fucking child.
Check it in, check it out.
Hello. Bam. Jesus Christ. That was a great episode. Thanks everybody for tuning in.
Thanks guys. This is Bitch and Piglet. In the morning or in the mid-afternoon.
Yeah.
Really?
Or whenever you listen to us. But yeah, we did. That's the whole point of that whole thing was the dictionary is for sure fake. That was the one thing, of course.
We took a long way to get back to there. But it's like, you know why? It's because words are fucking meaningless.
Yeah, words are meaningless. And we have other important things to say, but we 100%
dictionary. With our meaningless words.
Yeah. But I remember that was like the most fun thing for us was we'd be like, gonna say hi to the dictionary.
Well, I mean, that was really like foolish to create that pause.
Yeah.
In the song.
You have to.
For that. But like in the song, was there it was a dictionary? Like there was like a pointed pause.
No, there was not. We could have said, gonna say hi to the dictionary, but you have to stretch out.
But see, no, but it's still, it's still.
Yeah, you have to stretch out that syllable.
That's giving elementary school students a beautiful gift.
Yeah. Well, and I think she did it on purpose. You know how like in The Lion King that...
Oh, was she like fun?
I don't know.
She's a fun chorus teacher.
I don't know if it was fun as much as like... I don't know if it was fun as much as maybe she was just like sexualizing children. So, I mean, if you want to call that fun, sure.
Oh, putting words in my mouth. Putting useless words in my mouth. I see how it is.
Yeah. And she.
Maybe I do. I don't.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Mrs. And I'll say.
But what if I did?
What if? And what if I did? What if I did?
Oh, is that a problem?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to sexualize kids.
You can't say anything anymore.
This PC culture, I swear to Christ.
You can't sexualize kids like you used to.
Oh, I'm sorry. So Jeffrey Epstein, one asshole, ruined. I'm not fucking them.
Again, this is why we got to be billionaires. If we're billionaires, I hate to rehash last week's episode. If we're built, we can fuck as many kids as we want.
I know. And again, we're not saying
join our Patreon.
Yeah, join our Patreon, please. We have the latest episode.
We have some big ideas for that money.
Well, and here's the thing: it's like I'm not like, we're not saying, oh, we want to start a children's chorus on our compound so we can fuck them. You can be like, hey, I want to make you say naughty words without wanting to like do naughty things to you. That's all. I just want to say that. Because I do live on the Upper East Side. Cops are all over this fucking neighborhood.
This is a real slippery slope. We've really just jumped right in this week.
I know. Well, I am...
Don't fuck kids, guys. I feel like, I mean, we should feel like we should not have to say it.
Yeah, but don't.
But don't. But like, for real.
Yeah, I mean, don't fuck.
We shouldn't say this, but for real, don't fuck kids.
But do teach them to say fuck. That is very funny.
Oh, super funny. And also make sure that you make them talk about Percy, the train from Thomas, the Tank Engine.
I'm sorry, what?
Have you never heard that?
No.
Because kids can't say Percy, they say pussy.
Oh, I know.
Oh, okay, I'm just making sure.
Wait, that's a real thing? Someone's name is Percy the...
Yes.
Okay.
You did not.
Wait a minute.
I swear to God.
Hold on. This is some shit.
Intentional.
For sure. That's like in the Disney movies where like the Little Mermaid, where they're like, oh, this is the castle. Oh, you mean this giant dildo?
Yeah. This giant rock hard dick.
Yeah. Okay. Wait a minute. We need to find a way to do, I'm sure there's a way to do it, to have video of this, of us recording.
Of Percy Fart Gang? Of children?
Yeah. The guys, Percy Fart Train.
Get your nieces, nephews.
Yeah, Percy Fart Train.
Oh, good. That was right in the mic.
I love it. Because when we started, and then we made a little joke about being creepy chorus teachers, and then your face looked very like, okay, Wendy, let's like let's pull back from
this. And
then
I got really excited about Percy.
And I'm like, you're right, this is gross. And then you're like, also, and I was like, we'll take a left and we'll make him say F word. So we're still like being cool and edgy, but not.
And I'm like, no, let's keep it genital.
Yeah, and then you're like, and also Percy the Train. I thought you made that up.
No. Oh, I'll send you video. I have like so many videos of.
Nope, please.
Okay, well, that's the. Nope. When my friend's son was like three, because he fucking. Little boys love trains. Maybe I'm talking about actual trains here. Yeah. I'm talking about real trains.
Little boys love running trains on Percy.
But he had like every fucking Thomas the Tank, and he'd get them all out and like line them up, and he'd tell you all of their names. And then he'd get to fucking Percy. Oh, she would send videos all the time. And then, like, of course, like, you know, his dad would be like, who's this? And he'd say, pussy.
And even though you know it's coming, it's still funny.
I know.
Jeez.
Like, you know the punchline, but you're like, oh, I don't care. Give it to me.
Oh, my God. This is another thing, too. And this is, again, so the Toy Story movies, Woody. I mean, eye roll. The Tom Hanks character, Woody.
Yes, I know you're... he's going to play Mr. Rogers, and I watched the trailer today, and I almost started crying.
Oh, I'll love that. Now...
Oh, it's going to be, like, the worst. I'm not going
to
see
Woody
it.
Woody is the same thing as just, like, getting kids to say terrible things. We have 100% a video that my dad took. This was probably, like...
This was 3 months ago, last time you were in L.A.
This is probably, like, 20... This the first Toy Story, so this is maybe, like... 15, 20 years ago. But I remember.
Oh. So was, yeah. When would that come out? Like 96, probably?
Yeah. I think it was like the 20. I mean, it's a old ass. Well, it's an old ass movie, and I'm an old ass lady. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're old.
Yeah.
People.
I'm like, that movie's so old. It's weird how, like, we're 17, but also still remember that movie.
It's weird that we remember that movie because we're so young and thin.
Mostly the thin part. It's like, because when you're so thin, it's you just don't, like, we can barely retain calories. And
it's true. We can't age. We cannot grow.
No.
We don't have enough nutrients to grow. So we stay young.
We actually revert in age. So it's like we're getting younger and thinner. And so when we can't even, and I promise you guys, all we do is just like eat pizza for breakfast. I cannot.
I just had my fifth burger today.
It's like, I cannot retain calories, much less information.
I just haven't been that hungry.
Yeah. You know what happens to me sometimes?
So I only had 5 burgers.
Do you know what happened the other day? You know what happens to me so much is I just like get busy and I just like forget to eat.
Oh, do you just forget to eat? That happens. Oh my God, I hate it.
I know.
Like I have to like have people remind me to eat. Because otherwise I just forget.
I know.
Because it's not something I'm constantly thinking about 24 hours a day. It just slips my, I'm just so busy with like travel and my perfect boyfriend and my life as an influencer. You know, I have a lot of drinks I have to take pictures of. Right. Again, I get all these burgers, but I'm so busy taking pictures of them. I just forget to eat them.
I know. When I had the, I remember that we had that problem where we were hanging out. We just like forgot all day. We had ice cream and we were doing this promo shoot where it was, you guys, it was a while ago, but we had to like rub ice cream on us. And then like we just, you just,
and in us.
And in us. And then you just get so busy putting ice cream on your purse.
Inside of you.
Right. You're putting ice cream all over your Percy train. And then it's like, ugh, I forgot I was supposed to eat something today.
And then it's like melted. And then it's like, ugh. And then I'm just too tired to eat, you know, at the end of the night. Cause like who wants to make food and lay in bed and watch Netflix and eat it there?
Gross.
Nobody. I mean, like, who even does that?
Yeah, I can't even imagine, especially like, because, you know, I lay down and you try to go to bed, and I got new throw pillows and I have to take pictures of that, you know? And it's like, after a long day of just like modeling.
We did a pretty good job of staying in character. And then the one thing that we were doing great at pretending like we do not constantly eat and think about eating when we are not eating.
That was good.
We nailed it until you had to say modeling. And then it was just like, okay, Bitsu. No one's going to buy this part of it.
Modeling is our Hey Nong Man. That's our hard reset. modeling. They're like, you say it like you've never, it was almost as difficult to pronounce as dictionary. We're like, modeling sounds fake.
I don't think that's a real word.
Modeling. Never.
Throw it in the dictionary with the rest of the fake words.
Never heard of it.
Look at this weird tomato.
Ooh. I like how it's like.
I have a lot of tomatoes.
From the market.
Do you want some?
Yeah. Keep feeding it to me in the thing. See, again, we're so skinny and young that we don't even know how
This is how we eat. Well, this is how we eat.
Yeah.
That's why we always forget to eat, because we talk to each other on FaceTime and we feed each other.
Right.
And we think that's sustenance, but I guess, I mean, I don't know. Again, got one guy that listened to us because we were on a science podcast. We're no scientists, so I don't know.
Right. But
I thought, you know, looking at food was the same as eating it.
Yeah. Well, there are people who, I mean, I don't have to tell you this. You know about all this crazy bullshit, but like breatharians.
Yeah. Or staring at the sun, getting all your nutrients from staring at the sun.
Boy, would that be nice.
You know that one, right?
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. It's, I mean, even the fasting thing, which is good for like a couple days in a row. I mean, it's all just like weird excuses to just like have an eating disorder.
Yeah, it's all bullshit. We're all going to die. So just forget to eat.
Oh, my God.
And you'll be okay.
Can I tell you, speaking of food, so last week I did want to say this one thing, and then I'll come, but I'm trying to remember to, like, circle back to things, even though it's not important, but it is. I want to tie up the Woody thing, because we all.
And why would we start doing that now?
I know.
But no, do the Woody thing, but let's not make this a regular habit finishing thoughts.
The only reason I'm coming back to this is because I think it's important to, I want to also be on record as having footage of a child saying sexual things, so that if the feds come for us, they come for both of us. We're going down together.
Oh, perfect. Great. Good. Thanks. What a friend.
We are both conductors. We are co-conductors on this Percy fart train.
Guys, what do you think that this week's episode is going to be called?
the Woody doll, I remember my nephew got, he was like 4 and he got the Woody doll, the character from Toy Story. And it was, we gave it to him. And so it was like my dad and then my dad's wife at the time, Tanya, my sister's mom, Aunt Tanya. So this kid, Bo, my little nephew at the time, he's 4. He's like so excited to get this doll. And he goes, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, mom. And she's like, what is it? And he goes, Aunt Tanya gave me a Woody. I mean, gold. And we all know
that's. Did you get that?
Yep.
I assume everyone knows that I put my fingers to my mouth.
Yep. And I made the kissing sound. I thought you made the kissing sound too.
I did, but
I
did the.
I think that, you know what?
Buongiorno.
Hey, I gave me a Woody. So you know what I'm finding is that that's the last time I'm going to circle back to something, mostly because I don't like saying
circle. Because it's never worth it.
It's never worth it. I always think, I always go, yeah, I'm always like, this. I'm like, Wendy, be more coherent.
We got to finish these thoughts. And then we finish them and people are like, nah.
They're like, no, thank you. Fast forward. Can I skip forward? God, would you guys do a fucking ad or something? Spice it up. We get it.
Well, that's why people like the show so much is because if you, most times if you, I said people like the show so much and Wendy almost spit water all over her apartment. Is because a lot, like a full thought, you lose steam.
Yeah.
Like to get like, you know, point A to point B, there's all this stuff in the middle. And then usually you get to point B and it's like, was that even worth it?
Yeah.
We wasted all that time. We just do the fun point A stuff and then like a little bit of the middle. And then we just immediately skip to something else.
Yeah. I actually like that better. And because part of me, I was honestly like, I'm like, let me try to be kind of more coherent. But you know what? I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well, why start in our 30s?
I know. Why start a year and a half into this? Yeah, I've been eating a ton of, because I've been working out, but that's the other thing. I've been working out twice a day, so I'm just like eating cake every night and Oreos.
I had ice cream 3 times this week.
Fucking yes, you did.
Oh, it was like 107 degrees.
You go to that, is that the custard place?
Mm-hmm.
I want to go there.
Yeah, we got to go to the custard place. You gotta go to the custard place. I mean, custard places. I say we just do a custard tour. You don't drink anymore, so it's not like we're gonna go to breweries.
Yeah.
We'll go get custard. We'll be like, do you have a flight?
Yes.
No, it's just all vanilla custard.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, but can I still get a flight?
Yeah. Well, can I? But do you understand what I'm saying?
But instead of putting it in one cup, can you just put it in 6 tiny cups?
Right.
Here, I brought all of these from Yogurtland in California. I have all these sample cups. Could you just use these?
Actually, here's what we'll do to make it easy. We're going to bring in, can we bring stuff in? Great. So Megan's going to have a flight of whiskey. And when she finishes her shot, you put ice cream in it for me.
Oh, that's perfect. And we'll also steal that from whatever place I get that flight.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Oh, by the way, nothing sounds better than a flight of whiskey in 107 degrees. That just sounds...
Yeah. It's like...
That made my stomach turn. That really made my stomach turn a little bit.
Yeah. In the heat, like, it's just...
And I'm an alcoholic, so that's how hot it is here in St. Louis.
Well, and I'm an alcoholic too, and I think about it all the time. I'm like, man, a beer would be great. A glass of wine would be great. But I'm like, okay. But then with the heat like this, I wake up and I'm like, oh, God. I remember when I...
I have been drinking beer this week, just because it's so fucking hot. And when it's this hot, like an ice cold beer is really nice.
Yeah.
But I'm drinking like pussy, like 3%. I found one of the places we do a market at, which you'll see because you have to because we're at a market there, but it's a brewery and they came out. It's a mead spritzer.
Oh, God.
You can have one. I mean, because also you still kind of drink. And I think it's like 2.8%. It's basically like a tiny bit of mead and then sparkling water.
What is mead?
It's like honey wine. I'm going to Google it.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Gross. It's like old time beer.
It sounds gross. You know what?
What is mead? Not our son.
Yeah, I was going to say Tyler. Do you know what? Honestly, the valerian, I like.
Fermented honey.
Ugh, that doesn't sound good. I'd rather just put sleeping pills in water like I do now. And with CBD, like a little bit, that's fine. And then the other night I smoked weed? I had like one puff of weed and it was really fucking nice. And I didn't want to smoke it.
Thanks for doing this because I wouldn't have known how else you did it.
Well, I showed you a tiny puff of weed. I act like a fucking cop for someone who.
You really do. I can't believe anyone ever let you buy cocaine from them.
I know. I look, even when I'm on a run, I see kids smoking like in the park and like I just wear all black and a hat and like aviator sunglasses. But I think.
You do. That looks like a training sequence.
I know.
And from like a really bad 90s, like, Starling, you're never going to make it in the NYPD.
I'll show you guys. I'm going to wear.
And then just a 2-hour montage of you running all over the city to train.
Yep.
And then we find out you never worked for the NYPD. You're just a crazed homeless woman who runs.
That's a great. And that's not far off from the truth, which is.
Man, we haven't written a movie in a while.
I know.
Well, good thing we still got it. I know.
I like that movie. Well, what's funny is like when I know how that I look and act like a cop. I mean, I look like a fucking cop, especially when I'm running, but I'll see teenagers like smoking weed and they like get nervous and look at me and I want to be like, I sell pussy for money and used to do lots and have like 5 drug dealers that I'm friends with. So,
and they go, yeah, that's what a cop would say.
Yep. They're like, sure, lady, someone's paying you. Okay.
Hey guys, I'm cool. I'm a prostitute.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No one's going to pay for those hippie tits.
Well, but you can't, it's a weird, like, hippie tits. Well, I have, like, my tits are non-existent in any kind of running gear. You can't even see anything. But I don't, you know what I think hippie tits means? Well, your guy said they were.
It means far apart.
That's what your guy said. I think the guy that said it to me was saying that I had hippie tits because they're just not implants.
Wait, who said it to you?
Some fucking guy. I was like,
someone where that would be a thing where it's just like, oh, what is it? The 1700s?
Let me guess. Your ass.
You just have natural breasts.
Yeah. Oh, let me. Let me guess. Those aren't implants in your pussy lips either. Okay, great.
God, nothing about your tits is rock hard. This is disgusting.
I think that's what he, because I mean, I guess they're far apart, but there's like a space. Who fucking knows? Who fucking knows?
Callers call in.
Callers call in.
What do you think hippie tits mean?
Yeah, and we have some people. We have a couple people, Elizabeth, and a couple other people messaged us, and they guessed who I fucked in the back of a club.
Everyone who guessed, by the way, I won't call them guesses. I'll call them just corrects.
Yeah.
Because everyone knew exactly who it was.
That's how dumb we are. So we're like,
they were not guesses. They were just like, you fucking idiot. It was this guy.
Yeah. They're like, that's this person. They're like, you talk about a couple different people and there's only one person you've been excited about.
Yeah.
So we are not mysterious.
Yeah. Not at all.
We're like, ooh, it's Blue's Clues.
Yeah.
We're like, no one's ever going to guess this. We should give like away.
People are going to have to like deep dive. People are going to have to re-listen to every episode. Just like immediately, like someone paused the episode.
Yeah.
Just like real like,
They're like,
it's that guy.
You fucking idiots. Look, we're hot and sweaty. Give us a break.
Oh, I thought you were going to say hot and thin.
Oh, that too. That's how we're so thin. We're just sweating constantly.
And always forgetting to eat.
I know. Oh God, it's going to rain here. I wish it would hurry up and rain.
Oh, it rained like crazy last night and I haven't slept. Well, big surprise. I didn't sleep great the last 2 nights. I know it's really out of character for us. And I finally got to sleep last night at like 11:30 and I was out. 1:34 in the morning, me and Preston's phone go off simultaneously with that fucking like emergency thing for flash floods.
That is.
So then I was up the rest of the night because that's the most jarring.
Right.
Like it's not like usual where I just wake up with my heart palpitating because my brain doesn't work right. This was like my brain forgot it didn't work good. I was sleeping well. And then the scariest noise woke me up out of like a dead REM sleep and surround sound.
Oh my God.
Because my phone's on one side of the bed, Preston's on the other side of the bed. Oh, it was a fucking nightmare. I was up all night. Oh.
Did Preston go back to sleep?
Yes. Fuck him.
That's the number one downfall of sleeping with somebody is when they fall asleep first. Then I'm up the whole night. I can't. Because then I'm just, not only can I not sleep.
And mad.
But now I'm mad. Oh. Yeah. Well.
I will leave.
Yeah. If I was in my apartment, I had Thomas came over. He's been he stayed over here. This was like his little mini hotel. So he was here last week for a few days. It was actually really nice. I'm like, this will be fun. I have like, I can have like play house and have like, you know, like a fake boyfriend for 2 nights and 3 days.
So you fought constantly for 3 days.
You
wanted to rip his eyeballs out.
Can I tell you, we've talked about this. Like a lot of times, because I'll see him for a few hours at a time here and there. And when he leaves, I have to take like an hour because I get sad. You know, it's a bump. I'm sad. And then I, you know, yeah. I have to reset. But here when I knew he was coming, I'm like, oh my God, it's so great you're here. the first night he stays over, and I was like, this is so dumb. The first night he sleeps over, I couldn't sleep, but it wasn't because I was mad that he instantly fell asleep. I was just like, I just want to like be awake and like be present to be. It's that fucking stupid Ooh. Shit. Yeah, yeah. When you're first like with someone and you're first like in love with
yeah,
someone.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I know. I'm like 6 years in where I want to fucking murder him half the time. Like, I'm just like, oh yeah, fucking enjoy it.
Well,
you idiot.
That's,
you fucking asshole.
And here's what I will say. This is the benefit to having like not a traditional relationship where you kind of like see someone every so often.
Yeah, you like them forever.
Exactly. Because you're never around them that, enough to like get sick of them. At least for me, I think my time limit though is 2 days. Cause by the third day I was like, bye bitch. Bye.
I love 2 days, not even a week.
Well,
48 hours.
I'm so used to being alone. So the first night and I was, and I like, I was like, kind of like tears are a little bit streaming down my face. And I kept the Aerosmith song. I don't want to close my eyes
no.
was playing in my head.
Are you kidding me?
I'm a big loser.
Are you kidding?
Loser.
Are you fucking
I'm
kidding.
Being serious. See how dark it is in my apartment now? The clouds are rolling and it's going to start raining.
Yeah, that's
great.
What happened yesterday. It was 98 and sunny and then it like all of a sudden got black.
Yeah. And I wanted to comment on the how it looks because I know listeners really give a shit. But I'm just watching. But, oh, no, no, that song, I was laying there.
I'm eating a tomato.
Perfect. We've, nobody.
That's how bored I got that Wendy just said that fucking Armageddon song was of all the romantic songs in the world.
No, because that
all the romantic
no, no.
songs.
Because that song is dumb, but that specifically
because it's very literal. So you
yes, it's very literal. I don't do well with allegories, metaphors.
You just well, we already yeah, dictionary.
Right. Yeah, I mean anything. I mean I will lean hard into if I have to read into anything too much, it's gone. And like, yeah, so, but that's how I felt.
I would have paid money to have just like been able to like, this is why I want like teleportation and like fun things like that to exist. Cause I would have loved to just like dip in for like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Not watch you fuck, just watch like tears flow and be able to hear your inner monologue of fucking Steven Tyler singing that song, by the way, to his daughter.
Yes. Well, she's hot.
Looking at the TV screen.
Mm-hmm.
At Mission Control. That's a great movie. If you haven't seen Armageddon in a while, I cannot recommend watching it enough. It is maybe one of the worst movies ever made. It's incredible. It's so good. It's so funny. It's so funny. It's so bad. It's crazy.
With the funny part, yeah, I don't remember.
How bad?
I think I remember when I saw it when I was younger. And
I remember I saw it in theaters.
I think I did too. And I think I saw it with my dad and we cried and held hands.
And then made out in the back of the theater.
Yep. What are we going to make? Oh, we're going to make it in the front of the theater? Gross, Megan.
Gross. Ugh.
People looking at you.
Have you ever blown a guy in a movie theater?
Yes. Have you?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Have you got fingered?
Yeah.
Have you? Yeah. Okay, cool. I was in high school. Wendy did this 3 months ago.
Wait. Hold on. It's probably not even that funny to people listening. It's probably just because I'm having full-on heat stroke and I'm in a literal sauna, my apartment locked in.
And I haven't slept in 2 days.
Yeah, you've been away for 2 days. But just the way you're like, you've been fingered? I said, yeah, and you go, okay, cool. Like...
Well, yeah, because if you'd said no, I would have fucking unplugged my phone, thrown it across the room, and broke my computer in half.
Yeah, you did it in high school. I did it in... It was after high... How old were you?
I don't know. I was a teenager. Mm.
Yeah, mine was a manic episode. This is going to shock everybody. I don't want to shock anybody. I was in my 20s, so like last week, whenever.
Because we're very young and thin.
Yes.
Getting younger and thinner every day.
What? Getting.
I'm so inspired by your chorus, teacher.
Thank you. Getting younger and thinner every day. Every day.
Oh, fuck you. Don't throw your snaps in my face. I'm never writing a song again.
Oh my God. I would, that would be our, that's like the, if you wrote a song for Chorus Kids, but I would love that that's, it's all it's about. They're like, our kids are just singing about like eating disorders and like meth.
Yeah. Yeah. We do the meth, ooh, meth song.
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait for you to hear all the local jingles on commercials here. I have a few favorites.
Oh, oh, that's right. Local TV is fun. Wait a minute. They have good, like what? Well, do you want to give me some? Can you give me one?
There's just one because I've had it in my head all day. Because they have a lot of places with house in the name.
Okay.
Like blank house. I don't know.
Okay.
So I just get it in my head all the time because I'll see like a business named like Wendy House. That doesn't exist. It could. I don't know.
Sounds like a... Like
I'm so tired. We passed by a place and it's this place called Rally House and I think it's like a chain. But the commercials are so dumb, and it's just a person going, rally house, just over and over again. And it's my favorite thing. And it's definitely Preston's favorite thing because I sing it all the time.
Oh, good.
I'll just look at a house and then think the word house and then get
rally
it in my head. And I don't want to keep that from him because relationships are built on trust. So I want to share... You know,
right?
Everything with Preston.
And if you're not telling him and singing to him every time Rally House gets stuck in your head, it's almost like you're lying by omission.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And from there, it's like, okay, yeah, it starts there. And everyone's like, what's the big deal? But then from there, then I'm singing Rally House to somebody else. Then I'm getting fingered in the back of a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a teenager again because I forgot to eat for a week.
Right.
That's how quick a relationship can unravel.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work.
You just, you don't share.
To annoy your partner constantly.
That's.
With every mundane thought you have.
Honestly, that I think is one of the keys to like a stable relationship, a lasting one. Because I understand the excitement of like being in love and it's very exciting. But with Thomas being here and it was great. And if he listens to this episode, you're great. I love you. You're the best.
Also, 2 day max.
Yep. Also, this hotel has got a limit. Because the first night, I mean, in the morning, I got up and it was great. And I energy. And then I got up and I'm so used to like, that's it. I'm alone for the day. And so it was, so I got up and he's like, all right, I have work and then I'll be back around 5. And I was like, ugh. And I'm like, okay. And then as soon as he left, I was like, mother, the whole day I was like, fuck, he's better at 5?
Yeah.
At 5? I gave him a...
What even happens at 5?
Yeah. I'm like, I do stuff and then I take a nap from around, you know, between like 3 and 5. And then I wake up and I'm like, and then I do my second half of my day. And I obviously like, I knew he was in town, so I didn't book a show that night. But I'm like... We had to like that long. So that was great. And then it was fun. And then we came back and the second night we laid down and I was like, I'm kind of irritated with him. So all that kind of that romance that where you feel everything's like topsy turvy and emotional when you are irritated with someone, that's when I feel like you can settle into like accepting, oh, we are in a loving relationship because I do not want to see you.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. And then he fell asleep before I did, and he started snoring, and then I was awake, mad that he was already asleep. And so I was like, well, that took me.
That's love. Being mad at your partner for finding any sort of respite from you and the rest of the world and leaving you alone to deal with it. And then them waking up and you being mad at them.
Right.
And them having no idea why.
It's
kind of like when you have a dream that your partner cheats on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hate them forever and cheat on them because you had a dream. I know someone that did that. You know someone that did that.
What?
I'll tell you later.
Oh my God.
Had a dream that their partner cheated on them. And so then like went and cheated. Like,
no, because.
As like a, well, I had a dream about it. So it's probably going to happen.
No.
I'm going to. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Shut up. Wait. So it's someone that I know, but I don't know that they did this.
No.
So somebody.
Maybe. I mean, obviously not.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like a funny, memorable story.
It is very funny. Are they still with their partner?
No.
Okay. I didn't know. I'm trying to guess.
Wendy's like, now this I'm trying is so
to guess.
Exciting.
Well, now I'm excited. Now I want to guess. Now I have to come up with guesses. I'll DM you.
Oh, yeah. Could we exclusively have a relationship where we FaceTime once a week and then DM?
Yeah,
that'd be great. If you could lose my number,
right? I'll DM you specifically with the guests. That way, there's a division of like work and personal life. I'll text you and we can talk on the phone regular. But if I'm gonna throw out guesses,
this is work related.
This is me trying to figure out which one of our friends is a fucking psychopath, and that's coming from me.
Well, most. I mean, as far as which one of our friends are psychopaths,
yeah,
that's not like that doesn't narrow it down in any way. If the hint was this person's crazy,
yeah. Is it a good idea that I'm drinking detox tea? I mean, because I'm doing all these things to help like purge sweat from my body in theory, so that I'll sweat less. But I mean, I'm just sweating fucking bullets, but I also just came back.
It's not that bad today.
Yeah.
Because it rained 10 inches, so everything's cooler now.
Yeah, hopefully.
It rained for like 10 hours straight. It was crazy.
Did it? And the rain,
like a lot of rain.
It's crazy that the rain doesn't help you fall back asleep.
Not when it's that loud and thunder and lightning. It's not like, this isn't like a movie where it's like a nice trickle or like gentle waves crashing on the beach. This is like a torrential, like wind, so rain's like hitting the fucking window. Bright lightning and loud thunder.
It's like a poltergeist.
Very relaxing.
Like a poltergeist branch slapping at the window.
Yeah, poltergeist. Poltergeist.
Poltergeist. Oh. Now guess the title of the episode. Nobody knows what it's going to be.
We have so many good
options. Can you imagine? Poltergrass. It is funny because with the titles, it's like
Percy Poltergrass.
Yeah, Percy Poltergrass.
That's the world's greatest. Okay, we're gonna write a movie specifically so we can have the main character be named Percy Poltergrass.
Well, if we're having a main character named Percy Poltergrass, if you think that bitch isn't teaching a chorus, you're wrong. If you think that bitch,
Miss Pestergrass,
yeah,
because. First of all, it's a girl named Percy. Mm-hmm. So it'll go through like all the trials and tribulations that presents.
Right.
And definitely would be Miss Pestergrass because there's no way that Percy. Is it Pestergrass? I can't. Now I'm saying it too much.
Poltergrass.
It sounds like dribble.
You said
dribble,
poltergrass.
Dribble.
Like poultry. Like poltergrass. But Pestergrass is good too. Whichever. You're the most. You've had the least amount of sleep. Your brain is...
Is it obvious? Can you tell?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm also very sunburned.
Yeah, so you... Like, this is how this relationship works. Whichever one of us is the most emotionally run down and our brain is the most fried, that person gets to pick how we pronounce any word.
So all the words.
You say poltergrass, I yes stand it. 2 seconds later, you're like, so Miss Pestergrass,
yep,
that sounds good to me. This is... That's how it works. So Miss Pestergrass is teaching chorus, and there's one kid.
Oh, I'm crying, guys. You know when you're like so delirious, and everything's funny. I mean, I know that you've never experienced that listening to this podcast, right. But maybe like with a friend,
right?
That's the moment that's happening right now.
Right. You know, think of your funny friends. I'm sure you've got a fun family member or a family member.
How much longer do we have to do this? This has gone way off the rails very quickly. I feel like we came in pretty hot. We were doing okay. We kind of remembered some useless words. And then within the last 3 minutes, it just took a fucking nosedive.
I got to tell you, my face is sweating. That's how hot it is in here. So I'm like out of my mind. And I'm also picturing, so what I have picturing is Percy. Now there's going to be only one kid. So not all the kids, but one kid.
Wait. Oh, I thought you meant the. It's a private chorus teacher. Like.
And the one child.
Oh, it's like, remember that Robin Williams movie, Jack? Like, it's like that, where it's like there's one weird kid that has the pride. Jack 2.
It's Jack 2. Well, hello.
Percy Pendergrass.
Yeah.
Poltergrass. Jesus Christ.
It's Percy Poltergrass and Jack 2. Well, there's got to be some kind of a terrible wordplay we can make. Because Jack 2, so he's a man in his 40s with a learning disability and a speech impediment. So if you think Jack 2 is not pronouncing her first name Puffy, you're wrong.
That's, ah, there it is.
Yep.
Jack, the weird Robin Williams movie for the 90s that just keeps on giving. Always relevant. That movie's always relevant.
Yep. We got it. Yeah, Jack is coming back. Jack is coming on your back or something. We think of something silly. Because it's
I don't like that one.
Jack? Jack and...
Don't. No, not... Not coming on your back. I don't like that one.
That's a good.
Because he's like 12.
But he's an adult man.
He just looks like. No. Do you not remember that
movie? I've never seen it. I just thought it was.
What? No, the whole thing was. It was like reverse Benjamin Button.
Okay.
So it was like he was like 10, but he looked like mid 90s Robin Williams.
That's great.
This movie's crazy. I cannot believe you have to watch this movie. It's insane. You learn a lot of lessons.
Do you? About what? The human body? The human condition?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Judging others? Making friends? Graduating in high school looking like you're 85 and going to a keg party?
Ah. Yeah, I never saw that.
Yeah, he's like a child. And I think Morgan Freeman is his private chorus teacher.
Morgan Freeman.
I could
Percy.
Be making that up because it sounds good.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman, that just makes it classic. Because you're like, this movie premise sounds idiotic. And they're like, Morgan Freeman. And we're like, we're in.
Well, and I genuinely don't mean this to come out crassly. Here we go. But because the whole thing in the movie is like, because he's aging so rapidly. So like, he's definitely going to die young. Because, like, again, he, like, graduates. Like, he's not supposed to, like, live to graduate high school, but he does. But he's, like, 80 or whatever.
Okay.
So we could do that. And it wouldn't really be the worst thing that Robin Williams isn't around to continue the character of Jack. Because in the Jack cinematic universe, that character would be dead.
Got it.
So so that opens up casting.
Perfect. Who are we going to... You know what I think would be fun? Well, you and I, one of us should play the Jack character. And it's Jackie. Because the future is female. And
future is female.
It's Jackie and Percy.
Mm-hmm.
Pestergrast.
Poltergrast.
Yeah.
Just poltergeist. It's just going to evolve back into just being poltergeist.
And... Yeah, and so then that's your teacher, and I like that, and I really do like your jingle. It is stuck in my head already. It's my personal rally house is you're younger and thinner every day.
It's a good song.
It's a great song. It's a good...
Rick, if you're listening to this episode for some god-awful reason, if you could just, like, loop that, that'd be great.
Because now he has you doing it and me doing it.
Mm-hmm. So, Rick, I know you're not busy and don't have anything to do in your own life.
Right.
Of any importance.
You don't have, like, an actual job and then are also trying to date.
And friends and, like, a life.
Yeah.
So just take some time for yourself, for us.
Right. Take some time for yourself and do something for others.
Specifically us.
Right. And but
no one else, yeah. Just us.
We are the others. These others.
Oh. Oh, my God. I do. Okay. I want to tell you this.
Yeah.
This is not a joke. I found out last week. I told you I got pulled over and my tags were expired.
No.
Okay. So I got pulled over. This is like 2 weeks ago. My tags were expired. And I'm like, no, they're not. And he's like, well, like the sticker's not there. So I'm like, someone's stole the sticker. It fell off. So I get the forms. I call the DMV to find out how much the thing is. I've been driving with expired tags since January.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh, no. I owe $356. This is like, I've never made a late credit card payment.
I don't know how the fuck. I think it's such, like, I always pay it, like, the second I get the notice in the mail, like, I go on the DMV website and pay it.
Right.
So I don't know if it's just such a thing that I do. And I changed my driver's license address, but I didn't know that that doesn't automatically change your vehicle address, which is fucking stupid, by the way, DMV. That's ridiculous. Nobody knows that. If you know that, fuck you and write it and tell me I'm stupid. But wouldn't you just assume if you change your license on your address on your driver's license, that that would be the address the DMV has?
Yeah, that would, because why else do you have a driver's license if not so that you can drive a vehicle? It would make sense.
Yeah. Well, and like, that's the guy, he was like, yeah, but like, you know, people have ID cars and like, you can have a driver's license and not have a car. And I'm like, yeah, I get that, but you can't really have a car and not a driver's license.
Right.
Like, you can't have a car registered in your name without having a driver's license. So whatever. So I did that. So I think what happened is I changed that address. They never had my, so I never got my registration renewal. It went to the old apartment in fucking October. And then I had no idea. And then I didn't get any letters being like, it's delinquent, because that was also going to the old address.
How?
So I drove, like, this is how I drove in LA. I got pulled over one time in January because I hadn't put the tag on, and it expires in January. So a cop pulled me over, used that as an excuse to pull me over, just to be like, hey, like, your thing. And I'm like, it expires this month. And he's like, well, yeah, but, you know, you should have the new thing on. So, like, I drove around Southern California for 2 full months with expired tags, never got a parking ticket, never got pulled over. We drove the entire state of California. We took 2.5 weeks driving across the country. We've been here for 4 months. Nothing. For 7 months, I've had expired registration. I'm like blown away.
Yeah.
If any, I'm impressed it's only $356.
Yeah, and I thought, I mean, I not to be whatever, but it must be nice to be a white lady.
That's, oh my God, are you kidding?
That's what it is.
Seriously.
Yeah.
1,000%. There's no fucking chance. Like,
yeah.
This is the most privileged thing that's ever happened to me in my life. I've had expired tags for 7 months.
That's crazy.
And we got pulled over in the middle of the state. This was like 2 weeks ago. Cop runs. Preston was driving. He told me my tags were expired. And I'm very defiant. This was also like very privilegey, but not meaning to be. Because I was like, there's no fucking chance my tags are. I didn't say that. But I'm like, my tags aren't expired. So the cop was like, your tags are expired. I'm like, no, they're not. They expire January 2020. He's like, oh, it says 19. And I was like, that's weird. I don't know. It fell off. Like, I was being like, and then he went and ran my plate and told Preston. He's like, okay, yeah, it's fine. So, like, we didn't get a ticket. We didn't get a warning.
What?
I only found this out because I called the DMV to find out how much the replacement tag fee was, because I thought that's what I had to do. And the lady was like, you never paid your registration. And I'm like, I'm sorry, that's impossible. Like, I'm like, that is not like me.
Yeah, you're like,
So now.
Oh, my God.
I have no letters saying any of this. Like, it's in there. I have to change my address to here, but say it's temporary, which it is, because I don't want to fucking, I have to do this. I'm not going to pay for more tags till January,
right,
or December, and I have to go through the whole, like, changing my car over. So I'm going to have to say I'm here for work. I have to change my address. I have to get, like, a smog thing. Like, I have to be like, I don't have to get my car smog checked because I'm out of state. I have to send the money, and then I have to write a letter explaining all of this that doesn't make me sound like a crazy person, because there's no, like, I'm just basically sending forms. There's, because I asked the guy, I'm like, what's the form for paying my registration? He's like, there isn't one. He's like, usually when this happens, like, it's intentional. Like, somebody's purposefully not sending it, and we're sending them letters being like, you need to pay this, and they just ignore them. And he's like, it does sound like in this case, especially because I was like, I moved 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know how I paid my registration the year before. So I have to write a whole letter explaining this where I don't sound like a crazy person, which will be impossible.
Who is the letter
with
going?
The 356, the DMV. So a random fucking bitch.
Yeah. First of all, they're not going to read it. That's first of all, no one's getting,
I know.
No one's going
to
read it.
But there's no other thing I can do. I just have to be like, this is for my registration renewal. It is delinquent.
The writing the letter
I just have to get a $356 cashier's check and be like, that's what they told me to do.
Yeah.
He told me I have to write a letter.
The letter thing is crazy, and here's what's annoying, and I know you got to do it, but it's like, at least it's not like where it's high pressure. It's not like it's going to some official person, so you can kind of like write a bullshit letter. They probably just need to see that you took the effort to write anything down, because if these people were actually like investigative, like minds, they would have noticed when they were sending your stuff and
that everything was being returned.
Everything was being returned, and if they were like, well, wait a minute, let's check. Oh, you know what? She changed the address on her license. That seems like the most basic fucking.
Here's my thing. I never got a phone call. They have my fucking all my information. I never got a phone call. I changed my address because when the lady said, she was like, I gave her my address, my old Bronson address, and she's like, that's not the address we have. And I was like, what? And I gave her the old Detroit address. And then I looked at, because I was like, there's no fucking way. And then I looked at my driver's license and I was like, but my address. And she's like, oh yeah, no, you have to, it's a separate form. And I'm like, but you're the DMV. My driver's license comes from the DMV. My car is registered at the DMV. So when I give you my social security number, shouldn't all of this come up?
Right.
What if I was calling about a driver's license issue?
It's idiotic.
Government's broken.
The government's broken. Listen. Now, I don't want to... Now, this is going to sound different than everything else we've said. I'm like, oh, you really... And you want these assholes running our healthcare system?
Yeah, exactly. I know,
right? Oh. No, well, it's a thing. It's like, that is... And I understand when you have a job, it's a day you just show up and you're kind of doing the bare minimum to... You know, and a lot of people do that with their jobs, but it's when that is when your job is like at the DMV, that decision affects everyone. It's just, it's idiocy. It's so frustrating.
How is it 7 months and I didn't get a phone call?
Yeah. Because they're lazy.
You send out what, like letters? You just keep sending out letters. There's no phone call. That's insane. It's definitely more insane that for 7 months I've had expired tags.
Right.
And had zero idea. I took my car to get serviced when we moved here. And like the guy went behind my car and like wrote my license plate down. Did he not notice? I mean, it's my problem. I should have fucking noticed. I get it. I'm an idiot. This is what it's like being white in America.
Yeah.
You can drive for over half a year with expired tags.
Mm-hmm.
And get pulled. And when we got pulled over in the middle of the state, it was definitely because we had California plates. He saw that before he saw the expired tags.
Yeah, he's probably so focused on they got weed in that car.
He asked three times.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. Three people in their like mid-30s.
It's like, first of all, we're not gonna.
Well, I'm sure he's fucking bored. It's like in the middle of Missouri. He's just waiting to.
Right.
And he saw California plates. He's like, these people definitely have weed.
I see. California plates. And if my eyes don't deceive me, that looks like a pair of hippie tits riding shotgun.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. And it's so fucked up. It brings me down. I'm trying to figure out. Put my headphones in and I press play. This is